From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Major General Irene Trowell Harris chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen is launching a new Red Tail Flight Academy at New York Stewart International Airport. The organization was given a corporate helicopter, which was sold to finance the purchase of six small aircrafts to be used in the Flight Academy training. Glenn Frazier, who is the immediate past president of the Tuskegee Airmen chapter, said this program will accept six high school graduates to participate in a one-year program that leads to a commercial pilot's license. He said, and I quote, "Black and brown individuals and females are definitely a minority, and we are trying to change that because there are great opportunities, great careers that can come out of this, a great living," end quote. The Red Tail Flight Academy intends to launch this spring and is helping to raise scholarships for student transportation, housing, and coursework, as well as fees for pilot's licenses. The estimated total cost per student is $85,000 to $100,000. Frazier said the program is open to any minority high school graduate interested in a career in aviation. It is not limited to Hudson Valley residents. Frazier has been a United Airlines pilot for more than 30 years and is retired from the Air National Guard at Stewart Airport. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Four members of the Hudson Democratic Committee have resigned. Two of the four also hold executive positions. Third Ward Representative Virginia Martin also served as secretary. Fourth Ward Representative Stephen Dunn also served as treasurer. And First Ward Representative John Paul Kane announced their resignations at the February 17th meeting of the Hudson Democrats. Chairwoman Kate Treacy said three of the four positions are now open. However, Kane's First Ward seat is not yet vacant because he has so far failed to provide the committee with a written resignation. Kane and the committee had disagreed about whether it was appropriate for him to reach out to local politicians on behalf of the committee. His plan was to speak with people about, and I quote, "the state of Hudson and potential candidates," end quote. But he did not intend to speak for the entire committee. But Treacy felt the need to apologize for his unauthorized communication. Kane said, and I quote, "that post is one of my reasons for leaving. The other reason is sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is leave and tell people why you don't believe in the committee anymore," end quote. Dunn resigned for health reasons. Byrne had been a member of the committee for only 2 to 3 weeks. The February 2nd First Ward Forum Byrne hosted with Kane raised concerns for her, especially after hearing complaints about a lack of inclusion from the committee. Martin's history of working with the committee led to her decision to resign, she said, declining to explain further. She said, and I quote, "I decided that my efforts were best invested elsewhere," end quote. Treacy said any registered Democrat in the 106th Assembly District is eligible to fill the open committee positions. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Adam Liptak is reporting for the New York Times. The U.S. Supreme Court February 22nd rejected a last-ditch effort by former President Donald J. Trump to protect his financial records, issuing a brief unsigned order requiring Trump's accountants to turn over tax and other records to prosecutors in New York. Trump had gone to extraordinary lengths to keep his tax returns and related documents secret. There were no dissents noted. The case concerned a subpoena to accountants, Mazars USA, by the office of the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus R. Vance Jr., a Democrat. The firm said it will comply with the final ruling of the courts, meaning the grand jury should receive the documents soon. Vance issued a three-word statement in response to the court's decision, and I quote, "the work continues," end quote. The scope of Vance's inquiry is not known, but it arose in part from an investigation by his office into hush money payments to two women who said they had affairs with Trump, relationships he has denied. However, court filings by prosecutors seem to suggest they are also looking into potential crimes like tax and insurance fraud. Read the full story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.